God's power, brothers and sisters, is most complete when your need is the greatest.
Since the mid-1980s, Buffalo, New York's Ben Mariniak has portrayed the Civil War chaplain. Hear from a sermon from Henry Clay Trumbull with the Union's 9th Connecticut Volunteers.
Never fear the flints and thorns which beset its track. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass.
Civil War chaplains oversaw a 1,000-soldier regiment handling all religious denominations. Although their primary duties were conducting Sunday services and burying the dead, Mariniak says the chaplain's role evolved into a kind of social director for the Army.
They were the men who were there to help the soldiers be better soldiers by touching their hearts. And if they were worth their salt, they took care of the mail. They were usually the regimental postmaster. They took care of keeping track of the men who were left behind in hospitals and so forth, because there was nothing in the Army or civilian volunteers that did that.
Mariniak has researched the history of the Civil War chaplain for the Union side. Over 2,200 men of God served for the North. 14 died in battle, 3 received the Medal of Honor, and at least 300 to 400 died of disease. The soldiers were a God-fearing lot, for the most part, though Sunday service attendance would rise as battle days got closer.
In the spring especially, the services were better attended because that meant the Army was getting ready to move. The age, the time period, the 1860s, they didn't have nearly as many explanations for life. We had high rates of death. You had, of the 633,000 men who died in the Civil War, for every one who died in a battle, 2 died of measles or chickenpox or some other disease. So there was nothing standing between you and the great beyond, and religion was taken as a lot more serious. everybody knew, realistically that they were crossing the river. They could be crossing the river, you know.
The true question is today whether we are ready.
Portraying a second sergeant for the 10th Louisiana Company C, Jim Marshall says it's not mandatory, but all soldiers are encouraged to show up on Sunday.
This is the way. Walk ye in it.
We pray for them if they don't. Some fellas always have an excuse. I know some of our fellas, they play cards and they play dice and they drink, but before we go into battle, they scatter anything that would in any way, shape, or form involve a sin. Because if it ever got back to the family that they had fallen into the sins that often happen with a group of men, is that they know the hardship that it would bring to their family. But if they die nobly and bravely and with Christ on their side, not only are their sins forgiven that they'll go to heaven, but also that their family will get the honor that they deserve.
Chaplains had to earn the respect of their men, and only then might be able to exert religious influence. Many clergymen had established congregations back home and couldn't stand Army life for long periods of time. Mariniak's research revealed that at least 100 died within 2 years after leaving the Army. Some Civil War sermons were published in newspapers and exist today through library and internet sources.
The sermons on both sides were very patriotic at the beginning, and as they shifted towards the end, when the regiments are being whittled down and business is more grim, you leave the patriotism behind and it's more of a feeding or a teaching sermon, getting men squared away with their Creator and calming them down.
I'm glad you did. Thanks for coming.
Civil War chaplain reenactor Ben Mariniak at the Genesee Country Village and Museum.